Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
Hello, Jamie.
Hello, Adam.
How's everything in the land of solar this week?
Well, it's ever-changing. It is definitely, you know, in California, we just went through daylight savings time. So that's when we get fewer sun hours as we now start heading to the December solstice. So that's December
22nd.
Anywho, and then so then it, you know, that's the shortest day of the year, so we're expecting, you know, lots of people to be excited that their solar is, how come it's producing less, but it's just because of the sun. So and
on,
you know,
Jamie.
Weather and everything, so
come on, Jamie, work harder.
Well, working on perhaps a wind turbine, that goes to, you know, can kind of complement a solar project. So
sure,
working on that next, because that would be very exciting. But that's okay. Different than what I wanted to talk about today.
Okay,
which is batteries. So we've talked lots and lots about solar and batteries, and you know, one of the most common questions we get is, hey, if the power goes out, why do my solar panels shut down? And we've talked about that lots of different podcasts, and it's a requirement by the utility that if the grid goes down, there is a sensor inside the solar inverter that shuts down the solar panel system, because the theory is that, well, if the grid went down, it was because there was an earthquake or a fire or something like that, and the utility is going to have to send out technicians to go diagnose that emergency. Well, they didn't count on the utility voluntarily shutting down the power. And so
who did?
They call that a public safety power shutoff, or PSPS for short. And so now, you know, really you have to have a backup battery if your power shuts off. However, with NEM, Net Energy Metering 3.0, there was it now makes sense to add at least one, possibly two backup batteries. And the promise was, hey, don't worry about it. You know, the state's going to be increasing the rebates on batteries. And we're heading to the end of the year, and not so much. And so that's this kind of the second most common question we get. Is, okay, well, yeah, I definitely want to get a battery for power shutdowns and for, you know, the net energy metering. But, you know, these things are expensive. And how can we qualify for the rebate? And so I was going to kind of go through the maze and see about eligibility, because it is not easy to figure out. And I think that could be by design. And it certainly sounds great, because according to, so it's SGIP, and that stands for Self-Generated Incentive Program. And it was set up by the CPUC, the California Public Utilities Commission. And if you fall into these very, very narrow definitions, then you can potentially get a rebate, a partial rebate, a somewhat rebate, a taxable rebate on these, on the backup batteries.
Wow.
So it's an adventure. And so I will say most people, if they're looking at solar and they can afford a battery to start, are not going to qualify for the battery rebate. So we'll start there. And so There's two different types, and get ready to be confused. There's one type, it's called equity, and then the next type is called equity resiliency. Any idea what? No, of course not. And nobody knows what that means.
What the hell are you talking about? I know the words equity.
I know, and it has nothing to do with what you think equity means. But if you do qualify, according to the SGIP, they say that the rebate would cover 85% of the cost of an average energy storage system. So that would be awesome. Totally awesome.
Right. 85%.
If you're in equity 85%. Equity resiliency says that they will cover close to 100% of the cost of that same storage system. So they're both really great programs. That would be awesome.
Okay.
So most everyone is eligible if they meet one of these criteria. If you're in a single family home and your home is subject to resale restrictions.
Oh boy.
Any idea what resale restrictions mean?
I know the two words, resale and restrictions, but together I'm sure they mean something different.
That is correct. Yes. Yeah. And so that's number one.
What is a resale restriction?
I Googled it. I cannot find anything what they're talking about. So I'm guessing it's that your home can be resold.
Is that every home
in the future?
Is that not every home?
Starting with my first disclaimer about this is that it is really difficult to qualify.
Check with your tax attorney. Oh, boy.
I don't even know who you check with on this. And then but let's move on to number two, which is qualification. You live in a single family home, check.
Okay.
And have already participated in or have reserved incentives in the California Solar Initiative Single Family Affordable Solar Homes. Get all that? So that
did that program close in like 1979
there's single family affordable homes. They're generally government townhomes, basically projects is kind of the more common term. But not quite projects because these are single family homes, not apartment complexes.
Okay.
Okay, and then the next one is you live in an apartment that is considered low income housing and must have at least 5 rental units. So
wait, what? For solar?
You have to have solar and a battery. So, or you can be located in a disadvantaged community, DAC, and there is a map that you can go on for CPUC and see if you're in one of those areas.
Okay.
And again, that's not most of Northern California. There's some in Central California, but it's pretty tough to qualify. And then the third one or fourth one is if you live in an apartment and your property is already located on or it has solar for multifamily affordable housing. So if you're in an apartment and you want to put a battery in there and it has solar already. So that's highly unusual
nobody,
to say the least.
What the heck?
And then another one is if you live anywhere in California, Indian country.
And wow, great. Okay.
All right. So that's just the residential. The commercial one is if you're a government agency, an educational institution, nonprofit organization, or a small business. And you must be located in one of those disadvantaged communities. So it's tough. It's tough to. And then, I'm sure you have 1,000 questions, and I'll do my best to answer because I don't. I'm still trying to teach.
How do I get started? So go to the CPUC homepage and then search for this program.
Well, it starts kind of there, but you'll end up at the SGIP website. And let's see, it's if you Google self-generation incentive program, and it's only in California. So PG&E has a link to it on their website, www.pg&e.com/SGIP. And if you're in other parts of California, you can definitely Google that too. And then I wish it was really straightforward and simple, but it is not. And I will tell you, we've gone through this process of applying for rebates for customers. And with everything you have to send them and everything going back and forth, it takes us about 20 hours to process one of these applications. And that's all unbillable. We can't just charge the customer for that. And we can't build it into the price of the battery. And then when they get, you know, I started off with saying it's, you know, they get about 85% of the cost. So that's what they read. And what that doesn't include is the installation. So that's another cost, the permits, all, you know, sales tax, delivery. So with the battery system, it's generally 70% of when you get a quote to have a battery installed. Because it's fully, you know, they wanted you to have everything. You can't just buy the battery and not have it connected to anything. Mm-hmm. So it's 85% of the cost of the battery, not everything that goes along with it. All the monitoring, the communication gateway, the transformers, and the we have to install what's called a critical loads panel that you designate what circuits you want backed up. And generally, it's lights, TV, refrigerator, and internet. So none of that is included. So all we've got a really upset customer when they do get the rebate because they're like, hey, it was supposed to be 85% of the total cost. And it says, nope, it's just of the battery. So and then they get really, really upset when they get the tax bill and they say, OK, let's just say you received $1,000 rebate. Well, now you have to pay taxes as if you received income of $1,000. So it's painful, but batteries are.
Wow, I am.
It's tough. It's tough to qualify. I know it's tough to qualify for them. Now, every battery system with the Inflation Reduction Act does come with a 30% federal tax credit, and there's really nothing that needs to be done special for that. And pretty much everyone does qualify. You know, that's one. Check with your tax professional. But it is a maze to get this battery rebate. It's really difficult. Very time intensive. And I'd say at least 3/4 of the ones that we submit are denied because of one of these, you know, these pitfalls along the way. And so we get a lot of really not happy people. Oh, and by the way, it takes a close 12 to 18 months to actually receive it. So it's not not an instant rebate by any means. So, oy.
So the whole best thing to do is go to that page, but then also talk to the installer, right? If you're installing, hey, installer, we want this.
And we're seeing a lot of installers are actually charging for this system, this process, because like I said, it's 20 hours of their time. That's half a week of somebody's full-time job is doing one of these applications. And it's, it is a lot of work to submit all of that stuff. So, anywho, that's why I wanted to kind of talk about batteries, because it's going to be standard equipment pretty much on every solar panel system. But it is not going to be easy to qualify. So that's about it. Pretty much.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a great program. Oh boy.
It's tough. It's
can
tough.
I ask how much of a rebate have you seen? Like $5,000?
No, no way. Not even close. The biggest one we've seen is probably like $2,500. And that was for a multi-battery system. So not very much. And, you know, and then you pay taxes on that when you get it. So I guess it's better than nothing. But, I mean, to spend 20 hours to get
as long as, you're not the one spending that 20 hours. Because, I'm imagining Jamie's time is like $450 an hour. So they're going to end up owing you money.
Well, it would be nice if that rebate did come back to us for processing all that stuff. But yeah, nope. It goes back to the client.
Wow.
So anyway, we don't really recommend going through all of that time and trouble, but we definitely get asked all the time about
it. Well, they see that big carrot and they're like, whoa, I can get free money.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, we
that's
see
everybody.
That a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. We get asked for pretty much every system. And then we get to direct them to this podcast and say, listen to this 15 minutes of us talking about why why the rebates are so tough to get. And that's, so we'll start there.
Wow. All right. Well, yep. I guess we're going to wrap it up there.
There you go.
So thank you for spending a few more moments out of your week learning about solar. As Jamie always says, there's always something going on in the land of solar. Wow. It's true. Every week I'm floored by all the craziness that's happening in this industry all the time. So if you have a question for Jamie for an upcoming episode, you know what to do. Go to our Facebook page, Straight Talk Solarcast. Send us a message through there. If you'd like to check out a library of our past episodes, see if there's a question that you might have that probably was answered there, you can go to solarharmonics.com, click on the podcast link at the top of the page, and you can go and search to your heart's content. Finally, if you have a friend considering going solar, please refer this podcast to them and how about both of you? Rate this podcast wherever you got it. 5 stars would be awesome. Until next time, everyone. See you.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.